Welcome back to our memorable moment season here on Gospel Life. My name is Mark Fodale, and you know what? Truth be told, I have really been enjoying thinking through and considering how to apply some key nuggets of gospel wisdom and insight. You know, what we call memorable moments. Each week, as we lay another tasty, tender morsel of gospel-driven discernment and direction on the table, I don't know about you, but I find myself picking it up and slowly chewing on it as I savor its richness all throughout the week. Now, the goal of presenting this multi-week array of memorable moments is to help us all in our grace-filled task of keeping the main thing of the gospel the main thing in our lives. Now, the memorable moment for today comes from the pen of none other than C.S. Lewis. Yeah, that celebrated author of such enduring classics as The Chronicles of Narnia and Mere Christianity. And this particular quote can be found in his well worth the time to read and ponder essay entitled The Weight of Glory. And so, without further ado, here it is. Lewis writes, "It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered to us. We are like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased." Oh, man, so many insightful lines in those four wisdom-packed sentences. We are half-hearted creatures. We settle for mud pies in a slum. We are far too easily pleased, and infinite joy is offered to us. Friends, let me tell you, when I first read and then reread that quote years ago, I remember feeling deeply exposed and rightly convicted. I remember thinking, Lord, have I settled for regular visits to a mud cake slum bakery when the way has been provided for me for a joy-filled holiday on the sun-kissed beaches of a distant seashore? Have I bought into the world's claim that Christianity is at its core repressive, that it restrains my joy and puts a suffocating leash on my desires? Have I thought of, or at least lived as if, God is much less than a generous father and the giver of all good gifts, and he's actually more of a mean-spirited deity who, now that he's in control, tends to take away more joy from his people than he ever plans to give in return? You know, a common phrase from my day seemed to capture this thinking. You see, back then, and well, maybe even now, it was considered hip and cool and even enlightened to refer to God as, ready for it, a cosmic killjoy. That's right. Our culture viewed and interpreted the Christian life as one of bland obedience and joyless servitude. It was one, in their minds, of foregoing the many pleasures and pursuits that the world offered in favor of an austere adherence to a long-ago set of constraining rules and stifling laws. Now, I'll be honest with you. That was not only the prevailing view of the wider culture, but sadly, oh, so sadly, early on in my Christian life, that cosmic killjoy label began to color my own perception of God and what it meant to follow Christ. You know, upon conversion, I understood that becoming a Christian was the call to die to myself and pick up my cross and follow Jesus. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, that was made clear to me from day one. In fact, oh man, I remember early on hearing a talk in which the image of God as the divine Santa Claus, who simply shows up to fill our personal wish list was soundly denied while the image of him as a king, to whom we owe our lives and allegiance, was eagerly and biblically promoted. And so let me tell you, on one level, I was in complete theological agreement. But I tell you, day by day, that dying to self and that cross-carrying call meant a slow, painful, steady end to all that I once thought gave me happiness. You know what I mean, don't you? Living for myself and indulging in the flesh, making my joy the aim and goal in all of life, having little concern for the effects of my words and actions on others? Oh yeah. That was a muddy slum I lived in for years, and truth be told, I thought it was the best and only way to live. See, as Lewis so accurately described, I was that ignorant child. I didn't know what I was missing because I refused to even listen to or believe any other offers. But what I slowly realized as the years passed and the reality of slum dog mud pie living became all too real and increasingly painful to me, I realized that the gospel promises true, abiding, enduring, satisfying joy. That's right, people, joy. Not temporary happiness based on what was happening in and around me. No way. But the kind of joy that lasts no matter the season or the event. I remember thinking, could it be that for most of my life, I've been far too easily pleased? And the answer was, and often still is, an unqualified yes. You know, as those final lines of that wonderful old hymn, "Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken," so accurately express, fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show, but solid joys and lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know. That's right. The Lord has reserved and preserved for his people, not the fading pleasures of the world. No way, not our God. We get solid joys and lasting treasures. And if we settle for what the world offers and succumb to what it promises, we need to admit that, as Lewis said, our desires are not so strong that they cannot be attained. Instead, they are far too weak and far too easily satisfied. You know, Lewis mentions in his quote that we settle for drink and sex and ambition. But, you know, we could add to that list, couldn't we? We far too easily settle for putting our hopes in relationships or reputation or making it through the day or achievement. If you remember, John Calvin, the church father, famously noted that our hearts are idol-making factories. And according to C.S. Lewis, the product of that factory line is mud pies. And let me tell you, friends, a mud pie is, ready? It's a mud pie. No matter how much you dress it up or how much whipped cream you load on top. That's why Jesus put forth the gospel life alternative in a series of short parables that he told in Matthew chapter 13. He said that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has just to buy that field. And again, kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding that one pearl of greatest value, goes and sells all that he had. And he bought it. As Jesus told his disciples shortly before his arrest, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Fact, to go back to the Old Testament, as King David wrote in Psalm 16, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That's it, friends. The fruit of self-denial and gospel pursuit is lasting joy. The reward of cross-carrying is crown-wearing. So today, do not settle for lesser things. Today, do not settle for mud pies. Today, gaze by faith at the one who gave up the infinite treasures of heaven to get you. And then trust that as you give yourself to him, to Jesus, you will never feel shortchanged or betrayed. Any temporary loss or setback now will only add to the gain and the glory that you and I will receive in the life to come. So make no mistake. Solid joys and lasting treasures are the inheritance won for you by Jesus and applied to you by his Spirit. Let me close with this. You know, back in the 12th century, Bernard of Clairvaux composed a hymn to capture the lasting joy of knowing that pearl of great price, Jesus Christ. Let me end with two of his more memorable stanzas. Jesus, thou joy of loving hearts, thou fount of life, thou light of men, from the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again. Our restless spirits yearn for thee, wherever our changeful lot is cast, glad, glad when thy gracious smile we see, blessed when by faith we can hold thee fast.